C++ also offers a new facility for doing dynamic memory. Instead of calling functions like malloc and free, where you give it a number of bytes that you want, in C++, you just say, give me a new object, give me a new thing. For example, give me a new int. Here I'm declaring IP as a pointer to int, and I'm initializing it with a new integer off the heap, and it's being initialized with the number 7. You can do that all at once. And so what will happen is some space will be allocated on the heap, it'll be initialized with the number 7, and the pointer to that space will be returned. When you're finished with a pointer to a heap object, you need to get rid of it. I mean, that is, you need to free the memory back to the heap. And whereas you did that with a call to the free function before, in C++, you use the delete operator. You just say delete and the name of the pointer. That's how things work for scalar objects. But if you want to allocate an array on the heap, there's a special syntax. First of all, you have to use the brackets when you're allocating it because you want to tell it how big you want it. So here I'm allocating an array of 10 ints on the heap and storing that in IAP. But there's a special syntax for deleting it. Whenever you delete an array on the heap, you have to say delete and then brackets. That together forms the array delete operator. It's extremely important that you get these things in the proper sequence. You should never use a regular delete without the brackets if you're deleting an array. So the rule is if you use brackets in the allocation, you should also use brackets when you call delete. Now, the other nice feature here is that these are compile time operators, meaning they're not function calls. The compiler, therefore, since it knows the size of the objects you're asking for, it will compute the number of bytes that you need, and you don't have to do it. You just say, give me a new one of these, and it figures it out. The other nice feature, although we don't have time to illustrate it, is that when you define your own structs, your own user-defined types, as it were, there is a way for you to specialize how those are initialized and how those are uninitialized. And those are special functions that go with your structs called a constructor and a destructor. And the nice thing is that when you call new, it automatically will call the constructor for your variable that you're declaring and initialize it as you want it to. It could be a complicated process. And furthermore, when you delete such an object off the heap, the destructor will automatically be called. So again, this idea of automatic initialization and cleanup, it not only happens in the new features of the language where you define your own types, but it's also automatic when you use things on the heap.